You're listening to the Time to Thrive podcast, bringing you proven practical tips and strategies from a leading marketing expert. Are you ready to move your business out of survival mode? It's time to thrive. And now, here's your host, Bethany Meadows.
Sometimes getting through a challenging time requires us to back up a little bit and take a different approach, right? And so that means we got to be creative and innovative and come up with new and different ways of doing things, approaching things. Inside Coaching Week, we talked about all the ways that the market has changed and how we need to evolve and adapt our business to stay relevant and current. And so sometimes just getting through a challenging time needs a different approach. So what I wanted to give you is some ideas on how you can get some fresh ideas flowing. I know as a creative business, you know, as a marketing agency, we're a creative business, and sometimes it flows and sometimes it doesn't. And sometimes we just gotta be intentional about getting ourselves in a different space so that we can think through the problems. And so I just wanted to give you, I got 15 ideas. I'm all about the lists, as you might know. So number one on my list is ask your kids. When you got a problem that you can't figure it out, ask your kids. They have a different mindset for things, right? They tend to like break through all the chaos surrounding a problem and are able to focus in on the obvious. And sometimes it just escapes us. So if you can explain the thing that you're trying to figure out to your kids, you might be surprised what they come up with. Sometimes we overthink it. So kids, number one. Number two, reframe the problem so anyone can understand it. And you could tie this into number one even. If you can explain this, if you change the way you're explaining the problem or framing the problem in such a way that even your kids can understand it, that might give you the new perspective that you need, the clarity on that. Number three, think about if you were a brand new business startup. How would I approach this? Sometimes we get in that mode of doing things that we do things the way we do them because we've always done them that way, right? So sometimes if we just back up and say, okay, if I was approaching this from the perspective of a brand new business where you didn't have all these other things already in place, would I approach it different? Would I do it a different way? So sometimes that can give you a different perspective. Number four, figuring out the why. Why did you do it that way? What I just said in the earlier point, because we've always done it that way, that's a bad answer. So think it through. Think it through, like, okay, why do we do it this way? Number five, learn something new. Sometimes we can't figure out a new and a different approach to something because we don't have all the information. We don't have the knowledge or the skill set to do it. So maybe just go take a class, do some learning, ask around, learn something new. That's a great way to adjust our mindset. The sixth way, brainstorm. My favorite activity of all time, brainstorming. Lots of different ways to do that. Solo brainstorming. We have classes inside the Time to Thrive Mastermind that teach solo brainstorming, because a lot of times as a business owner, we don't have anyone we can brainstorm certain things with. Some things we can brainstorm with our team, or maybe you're a solopreneur and you don't have a team. So solo brainstorming is important, but if you do have a team, you can definitely brainstorm with your team. Number seven, mind map, which is kind of a part of a brainstorming, it's a brainstorming technique, mind mapping, but it is something you can do real quick and easy, a piece of paper and a pen and go to town. If you're not sure what mind mapping is, it's basically the idea of putting a central idea or theme in a circle in the middle of your paper and then creating branches off that idea. So I have a mind map on my board right now that I made the other day. So definitely is a great way to kind of get your ideas down on paper and help you go deeper into those ideas and those pieces of the idea. Another way that you can get fresh ideas flowing is read a book. I like listening to books myself, just because I don't have a lot of time to sit down with physical books, so I will listen to books in the car when I'm driving. Okay, number 9, do the opposite of what is expected. So if something's expected, do the opposite. This is actually a brainstorming technique called reversing. So where you brainstorm the opposite of the goal that you're looking for. So think about things in reverse sometimes will kind of give you a fresh perspective. Number 10, be open to the possibilities. If we're just so stubborn that we're just stuck in our ways, that's we're probably not going to have too many new ideas. So be open to the possibilities. Number 11, maintain some margin in your schedule. Speaking to myself here. 3 years ago, my word for the year was margin, just because I didn't have any. And so I had to be very intentional. And by margin, what I mean is we have a capacity, right? Physically, it's impossible, mentally impossible for us to go beyond this capacity. So if we run at capacity all the time and something happens, as it will, it's not a matter of if, it's when, right? If we have something that happens, we have nowhere to expand because we're already running at our capacity. So we have to be intentional about creating margin, and margin basically is shrinking in. So now we have a circle inside our circle, right? The bigger circle being our capacity and the smaller circle being what we, how we operate on a daily. And then that gives us a buffer, right? Because now we can move in and out and we're not going into crisis mode because we're being pushed beyond what we can physically do. So maintaining margin in the schedule, just it helps me so much with work-life balance to operate that way. Okay, another way that you can get a fresh idea is change your environment. Work from home one day, or work on the back porch. I do that sometimes. Go to the library, go to a coffee shop, just get a change of environment. Sometimes that just gives you, can kind of get the creative juices flowing again. Number 13, study another industry for ideas you can adapt. So you could do this with Google, which that's kind of boring, but what if you take someone you know in a different industry to lunch and just ask them questions? About their industry, how they approach things, all of that. That could give you some fresh and new ideas. Number 14, aim for quantity, not quality. I know that doesn't sound right, but it is right. Because sometimes what we're doing is we're being so critical of things up front, of our ideas or thoughts that we have up front. We're so critical of them and we're already, you know, we have this fresh idea and then we attack it, you know, to say, well, is this going to work? Is this, you know, does this make sense? We're already just getting in there and analyzing the death out of that poor thing. And it's just this new baby idea. And we need to let it take flight a little bit before we do that. So one way to do that is to come up with lots and lots and lots of different ideas and not worry about the critical analyzing of them until later. Once we have a big bowl of ideas, we can see how they might fit together, how we can adapt them, Maybe this idea, in its current form doesn't work, but maybe we can shave the edges off it or tweak it a little bit and make it work some other way. So don't cut yourself down by taking one fresh idea and then just, analyzing it till it has no life left in it at all. Just let the ideas flow. Go for quantity instead of quality, at least for the outset, because right then you're not trying to figure all of that out. Number 15, if all else fails, take a shower. For real. Sometimes you can do your best thinking in the shower, and I'll just leave that right there.
If you enjoyed this episode of the Time to Thrive podcast, check out our other resources for business owners and entrepreneurs at timetothrivemembership.com. Running a business is more challenging than ever before. Time to Thrive is where you can get marketing training, group coaching, and community support. Visit timetothrivemembership.com to learn more.